fill this room with your love, God. We're hungry for you, God. We're desperate for you, God. We need you, Lord. And if our hearts don't feel like we need you, God, remind us of how much we need you. Because, God, you're everything. And even when our minds can deceive us that we can find goodness in this world, remind us that you are the only goodness that this world has. Remind us that you are the only good that we can find. Remind us that you're the only peace that we can find. You are our only joy, God. You are our only hope. So when we come here, we come needing you for our lives. We can't survive without you, God. We don't come for religion, God. We don't come for tradition, God. We need you, Lord. We desperately need you, Lord. So come have your way this morning, God. We open up our hearts. We get rid of everything that we're holding on to. Fill our hearts, God, with your love. Your love is all we need, and it's all we want. And we'll stay here until we have it, God. You are everything, God. You are everything to us. Let us see you this morning. Let us touch you this morning. Let us have a view of our Creator this morning, God. We want you more than anything, and we're willing to get rid of everything else just to have you, Lord. You're the most important thing. Let that be true from the bottom of my heart. And if it's not true, take out everything else. Take out everything else that's more important than you, and let you be number one, God. We don't want to pretend anymore, Lord, like we want you and we really don't. If there's anything in us that blocks our love for you, take it out. Let us love you genuinely and truly from the bottom of our hearts, and fill us up, God. Praise you, God.
Welcome in this place. shout out, shout out, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and let all that's within me shout out, yeah, shout out, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and let all that's within me shout out, sing that out, oh, shout out, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord. the saving knell to wash our feet. Now at his feet we shines for all to see. And your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King. Your name is victory.
God has robbed the grave. by your Spirit.
And by your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. And by your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. The resurrected King is resurrecting me.
The King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, he is my song. You are good. You're good. Oh, 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 let the King of my heart be the way inside my sails, the anchor in the waves, oh, he is my song. And let the King of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days, oh, he is. Sing that again. Let the King of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor. You're good. Oh, you are good. You're good. Oh, you are good. You're good. Oh. I feel like sometimes we need to sing this again, but sing it in faith. If you haven't seen God being good in a certain situation, you sing it in faith, knowing that He is good. Even when our circumstances are not good, even when we can't see the good, that God is good and that He's bigger than everything that we see. So even though maybe sometimes we don't see it, we can sing it in faith and proclaim it until we see it come to pass. So let's sing it again. Let's sing that God is good one more time. And this time sing it with faith from the inside, knowing that whatever you're facing, that God is good. And maybe this life isn't good, maybe circumstances aren't good, but we trust a good God and we trust a big God, and we can rest in that. So let's sing it again and with faith. Let's sing, you are good. You are good. You're good. Oh, you are good. You're good. Oh, you are good. You're good.
Hear me? Okay. So the word worship is to find the worthship of something, the value of the things that we worship. Okay, so we're worshiping God. In worship time, we find the worthship, the value of our God. And then when we found the value, how God is, we worship Him, we bow down, we give Him everything. He's good, right? He's good. Amanda was praying that and telling us and that He is good. Even circumstances will change, but He is good. So I wanna practice this. It's not the notes, but we wanna practice this. Okay. We want to find the value, the real value the worship of our God today. And we're going to do it as our eyes is open. So why he is good? Why he is good? In one word, in loud voice. Why God is good? Ah, the kids can be released. Yeah, thank you. Can be dismissed. Why God is good? Because his love and his mercy and his grace, his passion. Come on. His faithfulness. He's good because he protects us, right? What else? His provision. He's the good shepherd. He's the healer of my soul. If you don't say words, I'm going to continue. But come on, guys. He's my freedom. He's the truth that sets me free. Amen? He's my glory. Huh? What else? He's my salvation. He's the author of my salvation. He's the author of my faith. What else? He's my redeemer. This is why he's good. He's my healer. This is why he's my sustainer. He's our father. He's our friend. Hallelujah. He's the living bread. He's the living water. I mean, he's good. He's always good. May this season, although the seasons will change, but he remains good, faithful and good. He's faithful and good. You know, the sun, not the sun like my Jonathan, the sun is there, and it will never, it doesn't change. Sometimes things comes, you know, in the way of its light and makes shadow, but it's there. This is exactly, sometimes circumstances will create a shadow in our life. But does it mean that his goodness changed? No, he's there. The goodness is there. He's good. He remains good. Maybe a little bit that, you know, created a shadow in my life. But he is good. He's always good. Amen? God is good. All the time. Come on, be Africans. God is good. All the time. God is good. All the time. Well, when we, be African like they. Hallelujah. Amen. Just be hecky free. Amen. Amen. So today, today's message. It's from Mark. I need glasses, I think, Rola. Do you have one? It's from Mark 2, from 18 to 22. Now, John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came and asked Jesus. Thank you, Rola. So they asked Jesus, how is it that John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not? Jesus answered, how can the guests of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? They can't. So long as they have him with them, but the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and on that day they will fast. No one sewed a patch of unshrunk clothes on an old garment. Otherwise, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. And no one pours new wine into an old skin. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skin, and both the wine and the wineskin will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskin. I was praying about today, and God put in my heart to share about this passage and a little bit of John 9 and John 8. Okay, so making new wine. The wine represent or symbol of what in the Bible or New Testament? Joy and Holy Spirit and the new wine. And the process of a new wine, making a new wine, they make it from what? Grapes. The process of making wine is to crush and to press the grape in to become what? Juice. And they leave it for a while, and then they crush it more, and they, you know, to make sure that it's totally becoming like juice. And then they take out all the solid parts, remain only the juice. And then they put it in, because of this passage, they put it in wineskin. And we have picture of the wineskin for those they don't know. No, not this one. Yes, this one. This is the wineskin. It's something that until now we use it actually in Upper Egypt and in Africa. Last time I drank from it, it was like 8 years ago. They use it for water, actually. They drink water from it because it cools the water down. In Africa, it's very hot, but they don't have electricity or fridge. So they put it in this skin. It's a goat skin, okay? They peel it and in a nice way, very careful, so they don't make any holes in it. And they treat it with salt and some chemicals to get rid of all the hair until it's like smooth like this. And they tie all the legs, tie it so it doesn't have anything to, and the neck they tie it to. And they have only one opening to pour or into or out from the skin. This is actually from Upper Egypt, the skin from Upper Egypt. And this is a new skin. The new skin is more like flexible. It's a skin. See? Skin. So when you pull your skin, it goes what? It's like a little bit flexible, right? The new skin is flexible, is more like it can stretch, it can expand. When they put the new wine in a new skin, the new wine still in the process of becoming, turning from juice, grape juice, into wine. It's called all of you knows it except me. That's the beauty. And in this process, the grape or the juice releases gas, okay? So the skin, what? Stretches. And because it's a new skin, it has the space to stretch, okay? To expand. This is why the Bible says, you put the new wine in a what? In a new wineskin. The old skin, the old wineskin, this is it. This is how it looks like. It's dry, it's old, it shrunk already. If you put the new wine, which is going to be what? Releases what? Gas. Or it's still in the process. It expands. But the old skin have no flexibility. What will happen? It will burst. It will cut. It will become. It will be. And the wine will spill out. And this, the wineskin will be what? Ruined. This is why Jesus, do you understand that? Why Jesus is saying that? You cannot put new wine in an old wineskin. You have to be new. You have to be, if you want to receive new wine, you have to have a new wine skin. And there is no way to make, well, there is one way, to make an old wine skin into a new wine skin, except if you put the old skin, dip it completely in wine. And not only that, I'm giving up the whole sermon now. Khalas, it's finished. After 5 minutes, I'm finished. I'm done with my point. But it's okay. You put the old skin, dip it, soak it. Soak it totally in wine, and then you massage all the wrinkles that the skin, not me. Not my wrinkles. My wrinkles are done. All the wrinkles. You start massaging it. You start allowing the wine to heal the cracks, heal the wrinkles, the old, until it becoming more and more flexible to receive the new wine. But this process, it needs time, it needs a lot of wine, it needs massaging. And the massage is not easy. The only one I can massage is Rolla, so I'm gonna... Okay. So it's painful sometimes, yeah? Sometimes it's painful, you know? Sometimes it's really painful, especially when it's very painful. I've been in a Chinese diet before, and when we came to this Chinese thing in Sudan, it's mainly they tell you not to eat anything except one cucumber a day, and they massage you. When I went into this place, all what you hear is tarak tak tarak tak tak tarak tak 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 tak, you know, because they are and those like it's very painful sometimes, and this is a process of pain sometimes, it's like getting rid of the old, getting rid of the wrinkles, getting rid of what the time have caused in your life, like all the ages, all the days, all the pain. But you have to be soaked in wine, totally, completely. Anyone in this room have any idea what I'm talking about? Please tell me that you're with me, because I feel like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about renewing, being ready to receive a new wine. Being ready to receive a new wine. Am I? Like satisfied with the wine that I have, with the anointing that I have, with the joy that I have, with the Holy Spirit that I have. Am I satisfied, or I really longing for a new wine, a new joy, a new anointing, a new filling with the Holy Spirit? When I was there praying, during the prayer meeting, Brother Larry came and prayed for me And he prayed nothing else but, be filled with the Holy Spirit, brother. Do you want to receive a new, filling with the Holy Spirit? I was like, yes. I'm so ready to receive more. I'm so ready to receive more. And I know that to receive more, I have to have a new skin. I have to have a new wine skin. Because the old will burst and the wine will be spilled and it will be ruined. But God wants us to receive a new wine. Do you agree with me? Do you agree? Are you ready? Are you longing for this? I don't know I'm going to preach how long. Really, I don't know how long I'm going to preach. But I hope that by the end of this time, we're going to spend time in soaking in God's presence so He can get rid of all the old skin and give us new skin to receive the new wine. Amen? So, in John 8, Jesus was dealing with an old skin from with the Pharisees and the priests. They had a big argument. He was teaching in the temple, and he was teaching, and they were like, "Who are you? Who are you to teach that, like that?" He was healing someone, and he was like, "Who are you to forgive sins? Who are you to say that?" You are the truth, and you are the light. He declared, I am the light of the world. And they were like, who are you to say that you are the light of the world? And he was declaring, to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Who are you to say? We were never slave to anyone. Really? You were never slave to anyone? What about the 400 years? What about now, the Romans? No. He's not talking about that. He's talking about slave for sin. And they were like, our father is Abraham. And he's saying, if your father is Abraham, you should know me. And you should know my father. And he was arguing, they were arguing. And finally, he was dealing with them with all the old skin that they have, trying to see if anyone open to receive the truth that will set them free. Anyone is open to receive a new wine skin to receive the light of the world. I am the light. You live in darkness. All what you need to do is to be open to receive the light, to receive the truth, and the truth will set you free. But they were so stubborn. And they tried to find some stones to what? To stone him. And he went out, and this is the end of chapter 8 says that at this they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. Chapter 9, as he went along, so this is continuing what the end of chapter 8, right? Jesus went from the temple, out from the temple, slipped away from them because they want to kill him. And as he went out, he found someone. He found a blind man from birth. So as he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. And this is what's unique about this man. Jesus healed 6 blind people, okay? 6 times that the Bible says about Jesus healing blind people. Some of them, Jesus just spoke a word. Go and be healed. He didn't do anything. Go and be healed. And their eyes was open. And some of them, he put his hand, he touched them with his hand and spoke healing. And they were healed. And one of them, Jesus spit in his eyes. And this is the only guy that, you know, he was not healed immediately, but he saw people like trees. You know, you remember this? And then he was touching him. He touched him and he was healed totally. But this man, we heard about him last week. This man, Jesus did something new. He spat in the ground and he made mud. Say, made mud. My voice is louder than you. He made mud. Say, made mud. Made mud. He made mud, okay? Jesus made mud and he put it in the eyes of the blind man. I was like, this is a new way of healing. And I was thinking about it. I was like, if this man knew about the healing of blinds that Jesus healed blind, yeah? Touched them, healed them. Spoke to them, healed them. But for him, he made some mud and he put it in his eyes. And he told him, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. And I was thinking about it. He put mud. This man is blind from birth. Everyone knows him that he's blind from birth. But he put mud. Do I need more? I'm blind from birth. Do I need mud? Do you really think that I need mud? Mud in our area, our region, is not good. It's not good. If you have mud, this culture built on everything needs to be clean. Everything needs to be neat and clean, or else you are dirty, unworthy, and not touchable or untouchable. So this man is blind from birth, and Jesus made mud and put it in his eyes. And he said, you know what? I'm not going to heal you now here. When they went out from the temple, at the place that he met this blind man, probably out of one of the gates, the 12 gates, because this is where normally beggars, stay to ask for money. So he met him there, he made the mud, put it in his eyes, and he told him, now you go to the pool of Siloam, which is, it's in the east-south side of Jerusalem, outside of Jerusalem, actually. In the lower side, Jerusalem was built on a hill, and the pool was down there somewhere. So he had to cross almost the whole city to go down to the pool of Siloam. He had to go walk, someone walk him with mud in his eyes. He has to say that I'm dirty. I don't care that I'm dirty. I don't care that I'm carrying mud. I don't care what you ask of me. I don't care. I know that under this mud, there is what? Healing is coming. Sight is coming. A new wine is being created. The blindness is going to go away. So I don't care what happened to my life right now. Though the season changes, but you are faithful. You are good. the mud? I don't care about the mud. Do you go sometimes through circumstances and hardship, you feel like not mud, like your eyes cannot see the goodness of God. You're totally blind of seeing God. Where are you? All what I see is mud, darkness. But you know what? God is good. Because underneath this mud and the blindness, there is healing coming. There is healing. There is healing. There is breakthrough. There is light that He declared just last chapter, chapter 8. He said, I am the light of the world. I'm going to heal you, even if you are, if you were born blind. I can heal you. I can heal you. I don't know what you're going through today, but I know. I know. I know. Sometimes I was like, why me? Why me? Why me? Why don't you just touch my eyes and why don't you just speak a word and I'm healed? Why me? And He answered. He answered. The disciples asked Him a question. You remember? Before He healed him. Sorry, I jumped a little bit. You remember what the disciples asked Him? Who sinned? Him or? You know, this is an old skin the disciples believe. There was a teaching from mixed up with like the religion, you know. There is a group of Rababin. I don't know it's in English. What's in English? They believe everything happened to you because of sin. Everything happened to you because of evil. If there is no sin, there is no death. You're not going to die if you're not sinning. Yeah? And because of evil, you have pain in your life. This is like teaching mixed up with the teaching of the Bible at that time. And there is another thing teaching of actually they brought it from Egypt, which is the إنهم يجوا مرة تانية يعني thank you. So when someone die, they reincarnating to come again to life in a new body. But if your life that ended here was evil, you will come in a like a broken body or a blind or whatever. So they were asking Him who sinned, him or his parents. So the disciples, even the disciples, until now, they have old skins. And Jesus said, neither him or his parents. This happened for God, for the work of God to be obvious. And God will be glorified because of that. Hallelujah. So the mud, sometimes, the blindness, it's not because of anything, but God will be glorified in our lives. Amen? Amen? And all what we need to do is to take this mud and go to the pool of Siloam, which is, it means the scent. Yeah? Because this water in the pool of Siloam, it was not like created from the water from this area. It comes from all the way and from a place called Gihon. So the water was sent to the pool of Siloam, and all the people coming up to Jerusalem, they used to go to the pool of Siloam and wash, and they go like climb rock or stone steps and then go to Jerusalem to worship. So they were considering the pool of Siloam as a holy water. Holy water. And they go wash their sin, their dirt. And Jesus told this blind man, I want you to go to the pool of Siloam. To do what?
To wash.
When he did that, what happened to him? He was healed. And he could see again. He was immersed. He was dipped. He was, what did we say? Into a holy water, and he came with a new creation, new sight, new light. Amen? Amen? This is all what we need. All what we need. You cannot see. I cannot see my future. I cannot see the goodness of God through the circumstances that I'm going through. I cannot see. Well, I didn't see in his case. I haven't seen at all. That means there is no experience of light. You know, I always think about it. The hardest type of blindness is the blindness that comes after knowing what sight means. You know, if I can see now, I can see you, I can see you, I can see you. If anything happened to me and I cannot see, this is very hard. Why? Because I know the meaning of seeing things. You know, being born blind, I was like, doesn't make difference because I don't know what sight means. I don't know what color means. I don't know sizes. I don't know spaces. I don't know anything. This man was like this. He doesn't know anything. But God healed him. Hallelujah. He was soaked in a holy water by the word of God. You know the truth, and the truth what? Will set you free. Will set you free. What we need to do, and I will ask the worship team. I told you I don't have a lot, but I believe the Holy Spirit have a lot for us today. Amen? I believe that God wants to create new skin, to renew our mind, to renew our hearts, to renew our desire for Him. God wants to open our eyes, to open our hearts, to see His beauty. Amen? Forget about this now. Just focus on what God wants to do. Amen? Let's pray together. We're going to spend time soaking in God's presence, being immersed in His presence, in His goodness, which is, I believe, that it's all surrounding us. Which is, I believe that His presence is already here. He is here. And He's willing to change our old skin, our old wineskin, to give us a new wineskin, to give us a new wine. Whatever wine that your heart is longing for. He wants to fill us with His Spirit. He wants to heal us from the past. He wants to heal us from the past. All the wrinkles, all the age. I want to pray today that God will open our eyes. God will open our eyes to see Him. To see Him that He is good, that He is powerful, that He is Creator. He can create a new wine today. He can create a new wineskin today. He can renew my life. Yes, Lord Jesus. I'm just tired of the old. I'm just tired of the old. The old cannot hold any new wine. I'm tired of losing the new wine. I'm tired. And I come to you and I have hope and faith, Lord, that you can create new thing today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. If you want to stand, you can stand. If you want to kneel, feel free in God's presence. Yes, Lord.
For I spoke a word, you seen over me. You have been so, so good to me.
Yes, Lord, we declare.
Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fight till I'm found, leaves the 99, and I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. God, you have been so, so kind.
Shadow you won't light up, a mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. us.
No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
Yes, Lord.
Snow wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
There's no shadow.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
Yes, Lord.
There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Would you declare it with us? No shadow.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
Believe it. Yes, Lord.
There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
There's no shadow.
Shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. It's only overwhelming, never ending, endless love of God. Oh, it chases me down.
The disciples, after Jesus being resurrected, they waited in a room. They waited, maybe they were scared, disappointed, but they waited. And they obeyed his command that I will go, but I will send you. I will send you another comforter. He will guide you. He will teach you. He will give you power. Do not leave. Do not leave. Do not start a new thing except receiving, when you receive the power of God. Do not go to the challenge that in front of you except when you receive the power from God. When you have the new wine. When you have the new power. And I believe, and it's not depending on any like signs or anything. I believe that God wants to pour out His Spirit today, to fill us with a new courage, with a new wine, with a new joy, with new freedom. All what you need to do is to wait and believe. That whoever put the mud in your eyes, he will remove it so you can see. And when that happened to the disciples, when they waited enough time, the Holy Spirit came like a wind. And they started to speak in tongues, new wine, new wine, new wine, like fire. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe it. I believe that I need the Holy Spirit. I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I need to be filled with a new wine. I believe that God is willing and He is here to fill us with a new wine. It's just looking for an empty vessel. So I will ask Brother Larry to come here. Pastor Mike. And if anyone needs prayer, if anyone needs a new anointing, new wine. Humbly, I ask you to come forward so we can pray together. Not pray for you, but pray together. Waiting for the new wine. Waiting for the new anointing, new joy, new freedom, the new light that God is wants to send to your darkness. There is no shadow in your life that God cannot light. Amen. It's not about